In its latest report, Global Witness said its researchers have uncovered substantial evidence that rebels of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Rwanda, known by its French initials FDLR, are keeping their movement well-funded and supplied through profits generated from huge mining operations in rebel-controlled areas of South Kivu. Global Witness further alleged that Congolese forces sent to South Kivu to dislodge and disarm the rebels are doing nothing to stop the illegal mining because some units and their commanders are operating their own mining concessions in the same area. Congolese Foreign Ministry spokesman Jean-Claude Kamanga tells VOA the government is not aware of any wrongdoings by its forces in eastern Congo.
I don't think that it's a real situation. The government is doing all could be possible to make the FDLR go back to their country. If we had this kind of information, the government will do its best to solve it.
The provinces are rich in gold and cassiterite, the principal ore in tin. Human rights groups, including Global Witness, have long complained that money earned from mining and trading these natural resources was fueling the conflict there. The FDLR, the Congolese army, and other groups in eastern Congo have been accused of committing gross human rights abuses against the civilian population, including mass rapes and murders. Karina Tertsakian, Global Witness lead campaigner on Congo, argues the government in Kinshasa, as well as the international community, have known for years that the war for control of North and South Kivu by different armed groups, including the National Army, is partly a fight for ownership of gold and cassiterite mines.
The situation has been going on for quite a long time, but the problem is that the issue has not been tackled. Nobody has really taken any action to put a stop to it. Even some of the international mediators, facilitators and others have been very, very reluctant to address explicitly this issue of natural resource exploitation. It's seen as very sensitive because some of the people implicated are at a high level, and therefore this issue has been more or less avoided.
Tertsakian says her group is concerned that international efforts to mediate a peace agreement between eastern Congo's warring factions will fail unless the economic base fueling the conflict is dismantled first.
Certainly, when you see the way that these groups have established pretty solid economic bases and sources of financing, you realize that there's very little incentive for them to leave and even less to disarm or to allow their troops to be demobilized.
Late last month, a fragile ceasefire signed in January between the government and ethnic Tutsi rebels in North Kivu province nearly collapsed after the two sides traded mortars and machine gun fire for several hours. The leader of the rebel group in North Kivu, Laurent Nkunda, took up arms against the government in 2006, claiming to fight for minority ethnic Tutsis in eastern Congo and their protection from ethnic Hutus responsible for carrying out genocide against Tutsis in Rwanda in 1994. Many of those ethnic Hutus are believed to be members of the FDLR. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.